All right. Before we talk about Clooney, let's get our trivia question in. Emily Rems and Rafer Guzman are here in the studio. Okay, ready, guys? All right, here's the question. George Clooney made a lot of TV guest appearances before he hit it big. He was on ER, of course, but that's not this question. He had a spot on The Golden Girls. He played a detective who has to sleep over at their house, but which golden girl takes extra special care of him while he's there? That's the question. Hint, it's one of the ones that's no longer with us. Text your best guess to 69866. You've got a 1 in 4 chance. Just start your message with the word take, followed by your answer. That's 69866. Right now, let's check on leading stories at 48 minutes after the hour. Hurricane Earl bringing heavy rains and winds on the North Carolina coast this morning. What's it like out there? Here's CNN meteorologist Rob Marciano, who is in Kill Devil Hills, North Carolina.
It's like getting needles in the face with these gusts, but this storm... Category 2, yes, but I tell you this, I forget what even tropical storm force winds feel out here. We're getting banged up pretty good.
Okay, Rob, knock yourself out. The storm is just a Category 2. It's expected to continue losing strength as it travels north. In Iran, there are reports of pro-government militiamen attacking the home of opposition leader Mahdi Karoubi this morning. The reports were published on a reform website and say the mob smashed Karoubi's windows and beat his guards unconscious in an attempt to prevent him from attending the annual Jerusalem Day rally held today.
Back at home, the accountant of convicted Ponzi schemer Bernie Madoff will be sentenced today. David Freeling pleaded guilty to securities fraud, investment advisor fraud, and other charges last November. Madoff's serving a 150-year sentence for his $65 billion pyramid scheme. Those are some of the stories we're following this morning.
And it's movie time with Emily Rems, managing editor of Bust Magazine. Good morning, Emily.
Morning.
And Rafer Guzman, takeaway movie contributor, film critic for Newsday, and star of Movie Date, the takeaway.org podcast.
Morning.
Good morning, Rafer. We're going to talk about George Clooney. He's got a movie out this morning, or today. The American, right?
Yes.
And the question really is which George Clooney appears in this movie, and I want to save that till the end, because let's talk a little bit about the diversity of this actor. Are you guys Clooney fans?
Yes. Clooney groupie.
Clooney groupie?
I am.
How about you, Emily?
I enjoy him very much.
Enjoy him very much. All right. The American, what kind of a Clooney movie is it? Is it like the ones where he delivers really, really bad news?
Who was the girl?
A friend.
A friend?
Who are the Swedes?
I'm working on that. It's going to take some time.
That, of course, is from The American. But as we reported earlier, you know, Clooney is a guy who delivers really, really bad news. I'm thinking of Michael Clayton, where he says there's no play here, where he says, I'm not the one you kill. I'm the one you pay. And then there's also comedic movies that Clooney is famous for. What are your favorites, Rafer?
My favorite Clooney movie is probably Out of Sight, the first movie he did with Steven Soderbergh. That is really, I think, that's got all the Clooneys together in one.
Let's listen.
I'm Gary.
I'm Celeste.
You like bourbon?
I love it.
We got that out of the way. Tell me, Celeste, what do you do for a living?
I'm a sales rep, and I came here to call on a customer, but they gave me a hard time because I'm a girl.
Is that how you think of yourself?
As a sales rep?
As a girl.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with it.
I like your hair.
Clooney has a curious kind of confidence. He's brainy, a little creepy, too.
A little creepy, you think?
Sometimes.
I mean, I think Clooney is great. I mean, what other Hollywood star would you look to these days, I think, for an example of manhood? And I don't mean an example of a good-looking guy, because there's plenty of those, Jude Law and Brad Pitt and what have you. But if you're looking for someone who's going to wear a suit and teach you how to drink scotch and, you know, approach a girl in a bar. I mean, it's got to be George Clooney,
and
right?
I think it's telling that you would say these days, because he is kind of a return to the classic quintessential Cary Grant,
exactly.
Clark Gable type of movie star.
Yeah, exactly.
And pretty macho, but very male.
Yes.
Right, yeah, there we go. Emily Rems, how about you? Do you enjoy the macho George Clooney or more the comedic kind of, brother, where art thou, George Clooney?
I like them both. I think the comedic one is the one that I respond to the most.
And what's a favorite movie of yours?
I love Men Who Stare at Goats.
Let's listen to a clip from Men Who Stare at Goats.
What you're saying is that you were a psychic spy like Lacey.
We prefer the term remote viewer.
How does that work?
Well, different Jedi had different techniques. Mel Landau used to visualize packing all his troubles into a little suitcase to clear his mind. And
what about you?
I find drinking helps.
Men Who Stare at Goats. You know, there's also the Coen Brothers movies that he was in, Brother Where Art Thou, where he played a crazy, you know, southern country kind of moonshiner guy. And where he played the divorce attorney opposite Catherine Zeta-Jones in, what was the name of that film?
Yeah, Intolerable Cruelty.
Intolerable Cruelty, yeah, where he was really outlandish.
He's fantastic in that.
Why does Clooney make you laugh, Emily Rems?
He can just deliver the most ridiculous premises and the most ridiculous lines with a straight face. You almost can't even imagine how he's doing it without laughing himself. He has a very sparkling wit, and I love the vehicles that allow him to express that.
And, you know, Clooney is the one actor, I think, who can pull off an incomprehensible movie. Why do you think Clooney makes, for instance, Syriana work, if indeed you think that it worked, Emily?
Because he's very sympathetic. He's very sympathetic, and he does a lot, even with few lines. And he had the beard. He lets his facial hair work for him in that film. I think the facial hair did a lot of the acting.
He also gained a bunch of weight for that movie as well. What about you? He's an incomprehensible kind of spy character as well as being a comedic character and a monster.
Yeah, I didn't really think Syriana did not work for me, and I always thought that was a weird an award for him to get. It seemed. I thought of that as being a little premature or something, kind of like it was like Obama's Peace Prize or something. And it was like we hadn't really seen. Do you know what I'm saying?
It didn't want to be having given it to him too late.
Exactly.
So they,
like this is for things to come. George Clooney, please continue doing.
Well, no
good
one's
work,
gonna say their favorite Clooney is Batman, right?
Right. And he's and
it's
remarkable
so
he
honest
survived
about
that.
It. Yes. Well, it's also that's he's right. So honest about it. I mean, at one point he famously said, "I probably single-handedly killed that franchise."
Right.
But I think that's probably one of the things people like about Clooney, right?
And he survived that franchise, too, which is kind of remarkable.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, he tries a lot of things. He's a fearless guy. He was in Three Kings, which was a very interesting, slightly too long movie, I think, about the first Gulf War, but a great ensemble.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
My favorite is Michael Clayton, though.
It's a great movie. It's a great, great movie. And he's good in that. You know, it's funny, thinking about the American, there's two things I think he does really well. One is glamour, and one is comedy. I don't think he does gravitas all that well, though. Hmm. I mean, Michael Clayton is a little bit toward that end, but I think when he tries to do these really somber roles like Good Night and Good Luck, which I liked as a movie,
right.
But I'm not sure he's a lot of fun to watch in that film. And I guess I would say this kind of the same thing about The American. It's a very somber film.
Let's get to The American. What's the premise of The American?
Well, basically, it's he's a hitman on his last job. If you want the short and sweet version, he's in Italy. He's made contact with a mysterious woman, and he's assembling a high-powered, sort of creepily high-powered rifle for her.
And here's a clip.
You're in America.
I say, a working vacation.
You haven't done much sinning.
All men are sinners. Everything I've done, I've had good cause to do.
A man can be rich if he has God in his heart.
I don't think God's very interested in me, Father.
Were you interested in The American, Emily Rems?
No. I thought that the poster was the most interesting thing about The American.
Yeah.
Rafer?
Well, the poster leads you to believe it's going to be a certain kind of movie, that it's going to be a very fast-moving, zippy action film, which it's not. It's much more like a somber European film. I like the film okay. Again, Clooney's playing one of these heavy, somber characters. That's not really, I think, the greatest version of George Clooney.
All right. The American, it's opening today.
Open
Wednesday. All right. Emily Rems and Rafer Guzman not giving it the best reviews this morning, but let's get to trivia, all right? George Clooney made a lot of TV appearances, most famously in ER, before launching his movie career. He had an appearance on the hit 1980s TV series The Golden Girls, playing a detective who has to sleep over at the girl's house. Which golden girl takes extra care of him while he's there?
Blanche.
I would be
nice.
Arthur?
Nice. No, not B. Arthur. It was Blanche. Rue McClanahan. Listen.
Oh.
Bobby, here's those extra towels you asked for, hon.
Thanks, Blanche.
You're welcome.
Listen, Blanche, before I forget, I want to thank you for everything you've done the past few days.
You don't have to thank me for anything. Actually, I kind of enjoyed doing it.
Rue McClanahan. And
so young,
Clooney.
And George Clooney
he's
with
so young.
Lots of hair.
And sounding like a high school kid. Emily Rems, managing editor of Bust Magazine, Rafer Guzman, takeaway movie contributor and film critic for Newsday. Thanks so much.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.